U.S. President Barack Obama has reiterated Washington's pledge of unwavering commitment to Israel.
As I begin my second term as president, Israel is the first stop on my first foreign trip. This is no accident. Across this region, the winds of change bring both promise and peril. So I see this visit as an opportunity to reaffirm the unbreakable bond between our nations, to restate America's unwavering commitment to Israel's security, and to speak directly to the people of Israel and to your neighbors.
Obama arrived in Israel on Wednesday. He was welcomed in Tel Aviv Airport by his Israeli counterpart Shimon Peres and the Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu. In his welcoming remarks, Peres thanked Obama for his unshakable support. Israel's prime minister also thanked Obama for standing by Israel. Netanyahu viewed an Iron Dome anti-missile battery system that was brought to the airport with Obama. The system is partially funded by the U.S., which provides Israel with military aid worth $3 billion per year. While Palestinian protesters rallied against U.S. President Barack Obama's visit to the region. Crowds of Palestinians marched through the streets of the occupied West Bank city of Hebron al-Khalil. Wearing Martin Luther King masks, the demonstrators demanded an end to Israeli apartheid in the city. Israeli soldiers tried to stop their march, arresting several Palestinians. Similar protests were held in the city of Gaza, with demonstrators chanting anti-Obama slogans. The protesters also set fire to a portrait of the U.S. president.
أوباما لا مرحبا بك ولا أهلا على أرض فلسطين الطاهرة لأننا نحن في أهل فلسطين وأهل غزة لا نريد هذه الزيارة للرئيس أوباما لأن هذه الزيارة لن تجلب لنا إلا الخزي والعار ولا هذه الزيارة لن تجلب لنا إلا زيادة من الذل والعار.
Eddie Mormick is a human rights activist who joins us from Gaza to give us his thoughts on this visit. Eddie Mormick, Obama said Israel is his first stop. This is no accident. Iterating his unbreakable bond, yet we have Palestinians who are angry about this visit. Are you angry about the visit of Barack Obama to the occupied territories?
Well, of course, I can well understand the sentiment from Palestinians because Obama is the president of the country, the superpower, the most violent and well-armed country in the world, who is allowing Israel to continually colonize their land, to continually bombard Gaza, a population of which most are refugees, having already been forced out of their houses by Israel, by the Israeli army, while Israel grows and grows, and the US has done nothing but support Israel in all of these crimes against humanity. Israel has violated more United Nations resolutions than any other country in the world, and American support has increased throughout that time. So Obama is coming as the president of that nation. Of course, people are going to be very angry. There has been a huge amount of death and destruction. There are huge numbers of people who remembered where they lived, where their houses were demolished, and Obama is facilitating this. The United States administration is facilitating this. On the other side of the coin, there is a sense that the current sort of the administration in Israel is pushing the boat so far that even the U.S. eternal support is being questioned in some circles in America. And of course, we get the sense that Obama doesn't exactly appreciate some of the actions of Netanyahu, such as supporting Romney for the Republican for the elections in the United States against Obama's election campaign. But all this does not matter when such is the strength of the pro-Israeli lobby in the United States, such is the strength of those members of Congress who have been shown undying support for Israel. So certainly the street here, people are angry. There was also a demonstration in Gaza. There was obviously big demonstrations in Ramallah, from where Obama will be visiting. But Obama has done nothing but continue the status quo. In fact, he tried to stop the settlements. He said there should be a settlement freeze and then reneged on it. And the settlements continued. Netanyahu has continually just turned his face to the other way and not worried about what Obama has said, not worried about what any of the small amounts of resistance exist at a at a governmental level in the United States and continued regardless. But something that has changed is the world is changing. The people are changing. Civil society are now taking action around the world. The boycotts of Israel are rising, and soon the governments of the world will be the last, but they will act eventually against these crimes. And frankly, Mustafa Barghouti has put it quite well today when he spoke to the media in Ramallah today, representing the Palestinians, saying that Israel, the two-state solution is dying a death. And anyone who's been to the West Bank and seen the amount of Israeli settlements will be well aware of this. So the status quo will change by the power of people when they see the facts on the ground and they see that the one democratic state will be the only solution, and it'll be the only solution that grants rights for all Palestinians. And sooner or later, administrations in the US will eventually realize that the Israeli government and the Israeli regime and the crimes it's committing is worthless as an ally, and the crimes will finally end.
Thank you very much. Thanks for sharing your thoughts there. Eddie Moorman, human rights activist from Gaza.